Holding it's in a tough race, Sarivov, Sif Beis. I feel a welcome Shinogum, even in a place where there's a minute to do malacha on Purim, Loinoga ela biyoim mikra megillah bovad. Abalesha, assuming with a minute, when the minute is not to do malacha, but Abalesha shall zeb is that in a minute to a person who is a ben ear and his celebration of Purim is on the 14th, has no minig to not work on the 15th. And a person who's a ben krach, his Purim is the 15th, has no minig to not work on the 14th. Eno minig, Mishabur Sikot and Zion. But the Yesh Makbir Mazet, some disagree with this. Venir the Tolib minig Oysa Makim, and therefore you would have to follow the minig of that Makim. So the Sharatzion says, in other words, so that's a kula because the Ramah said the standardized minhag nowadays is to homokim shalalasis. So standardized minhag is not to do. So we're saying that even though that's true, the standardized minhag is not to do, but in regards to the issue of Ben Yudalad on Tesvav or Ben Tesvav on Yudalad, that would be totally minhag amokim. So even though in Yudala we don't really give you a choice of minhag malkum, but this issue of Yudala and Tesvav, we're going to give you a choice. That's cool that he's saying a kula. Okay. Sif Gimel. Yom Yudalad V'Yom Tezvav, both on the 14th and the 15th, a certain behesped v'tainis, l'chol adam b'chol makam. There's no din of hesped. You know, you can't say hesped. And you can't fast on Purim either the 14th or the 15th. Ben livnei krochim shem oisim tezvav b'vad. Whether you're a Ben Yudalad or whether you're Ben Tesvav, both Yudalad and Tesvav are Osir. However, so we don't do this anymore, but they used to have women would have some type of a wailing sound that they would say by the funeral.
Yeah. I heard this in Israel.
Okay. Yeah. So there are two ways of doing it. What's known as ma'anos, which is shekulin oynos kachas, that they all do it together. Umetapchish and makos kafal kaf, and they clap their hands. Avoloi mekaranos. Mekaranos means sheteachas medaberes shekulin oynos acharei. That one should be a leader. Apparently, it seems to be considered a stronger element in the Mishnah. It's considered a stronger element of pain when one leads and other ones respond. Suppose everybody's doing it together. So, Mekadonos is Osir, but Ma'anos is Mutter. Nukber HaMeis, however, once the mace has been buried, Loi Ma'anos, Loi Mekadonos. So, nothing is that the whole process has to stop. Take a look at the Ber HaGoyla. You see there's a little asterisk and a closed parenthesis, and it takes you off to the site of the Ber HaGoyla. He says, Bedin Tamachochem, the fun of Shema'anos and Makarnos Kedarkin B'chol Yeridaya Simen Taf Aleph Ayin Shah. He says that you can take a look over there in Yeridaya that this is all talking about an average person, but a Talmud Chacham there, B'fon of, not you're making a hesped somewhere else, but there at the time of the Levaya, you are Ma'anos and you are Makarnos Kedarkin B'chol. As a matter of fact, Rav Moshe Zatzal was Nifter on Yud Gimel. And they flew him to Eretz Yisrael. He's buried in Harmanuchas. So the Levaya for Moshe was on Tezvav in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was Zatzal Paskin that they had a full Levaya with all of the hespet and the whole thing. He was got a lador, and you know, so this halacha doesn't apply to Talmud Chacham. So if there's any person who gets the status of a Talmud Chacham, Rav Moshe Feinstein had the status of a Talmud Chacham, you know, in our recent history. So Shlomo Zalman said it was a full process of the vial, like regular. There's nothing which was refrained from. Okay. Zokti Mishabur Ches Behespid. Umogam Shinogu Shabiyam Shvi Hokam Alakever Lakarnin. There's some people have a minute when they get up from Shiva on the seventh day, they go back to the Kever and they do a form of Hespid there. Also, in Purim, that you can't do on Purim. You cannot do that on Purim. You can go to the bits of the Kever and daven there, but you can't be Mekonin, you can't say some type of an elegy. So fascinating thing Mishnah Berurah quotes is this, I think it's recalled correctly, it's a Magen Avraham. Yeah. So apparently the Magen Avraham held that you could say Hashkava, which means a Kelmole on Purim. So you would go there with one individual and they would say, so what's Taka the Pshat? You know, and especially since we do have halacha, you don't say kamoli on a day that you don't say tachanun, or a day which is Yom Tov better, so which would include Purim. So the difference is saying it b'tzibur and saying it b'yachid. His point was the Abba went to levadoi in one person, so that it's basically just saying a tefillah. It's not, you know, doesn't have the full strength of So that's what the Magen Avraham holds. The Ma'aseh of the Minhag is not like that. Even by Yochid, he wouldn't do it. The Minhag is not like this Magen Avraham. V'fil b'ar Purim al yadach l'sham, al shal yichashu o'elam shabay l'snipsak b'purim. So the idea of maybe if his Yom HaShvi falls out on Purim, so he wants to go a day early, I mean, like God of his base level and go to the to do that. He shouldn't be about the minute of saying the kina there. We don't want to do that because then people might make a mistake and think the fact that he left his house and went is indicative of the fact that the veil is, that the Shiva was over, which is not true. Shiva is not over until the next day. So we don't want to confuse people by him going a day early and going to, you know. It sounds like we're not for that. We would theoretically allow him because of the tzarech of this kina to leave his house. I mean, the love is not allowed to even leave his house unless it's Litzarech. So this would be called a valid Tzarech to do that. But we don't want to do that because that would be confusing the people and they would think that the veil has ended a day early. So Purim is Aser on Tainus. But in Tainus Chaloim, Ayin Le'ab HaSimon Tavrei Sadi Heseb, Beis Bago, Bishab Barashom. We already mentioned in the previous Simon in regards to the Din of Tainus Chaloim. That was that Beryl Girl who said this to that. That it says over there, we are Mekarnanus for Talmud Chacham. Second, Tough Reish Ayin. Keep cutting it out. So by Hanukkah, he discussed the issue. So he says over there that you are masped for the Talmud Chacham Bafonov. Okay. So the Geshur Chaim says our minhag nowadays is the maspid to chacham b'fano b'rosh chodesh b'chanukah and Purim. Even though the Mishnah Berurah said before in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh that we don't have a tamei chacham for this purpose, but the minhag is not like that. The minhag is the mekel, and so I have to tell you, Rav Shamazam, we said that you know Rav Baruch Mershah that was the shaila. Okay, Sif Dalit. Called the Re'avelis Noegim B'Chanukah Purim. Chanukah Purim Avelis takes effect. Hagol Mekom Malkam Yeluch Leves Hakneses Lishma Megillah. But he could leave his house because normally an Ovel is not supposed to leave his house. He could leave his house to go hear the Megillah. But Yuchol less of Minyan Leves Alikris Megillah out of Tefei. But he can gather Minyan in his house for reading of the Megillah. That would be better. There's some disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the and say that that's not true. Avelis is not doesn't apply to Purim. Lo be yadalad, lo be tezvav. The Rambam says that's a minhag Ashkenazim is to say that Avelis is not noeg on Purim. I feel Avelis yom rishon nitcha b'mnei Purim. The Rambam takes this rosh a step further and says even Avelis yom rishon, which is or midibre kabbalah, so it's much more chomer than the rabbanon. Also, Purim would override that. Oh, the Rambam at Sinah is noig. This halach only applies for anything which would be done publicly, but the private elements of avelus are still relevant. We'll see Mishnah Berurah. Some, you know, the simple example of that is the relation, marital relations. But he discusses about going to shul for davening. Is that considered avelus before hesher or not? Val pi she'en noeg avelus b'purim. Even Purim is going to suspend the halachas of avelus. So we find suspension of halachas of avelus in two ways. We find Shabbos and we find Yom Tov. So in Shabbos, so the law is that a veilus is not noyig. A person wears bidei Shabbos, he doesn't wear torn clothing, he's allowed to go outside of his house, etc. On the other hand, the Rosh Hashanah are noyig. He can't be with his wife, because the novel is also Batasha Shemitah, so he's also the Rosh Hashanah are noyig. He can't learn Torah, just like because that's the Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tov suspends a veilus totally. And the difference is, so Yanta doesn't count to the calculation of the Shiva. Now, normally Yanta just ends Shiva. When Yanta comes, Shiva is bottle. But in a case where there was, the Kavura was on Yantav, and they had not started Avelis before Yantav, so in all of the days Yantav do not count towards calculating the seven days, where Shabbos counts to the seven. So Purim is more like Shabbos, that it counts towards the 7 days. Although the minyan shivas you may avail us, come up with Shabbos. Came pasuk Rabba Atzma b'tur yarday asimut avalu. That's how the Shulchan Aruch himself passes over there. That not like what he says over here that there is avail us on Purim, but excuse me, there's not avail us on Purim. Not like he says over here, but it counts towards the 7 days. Okay, Mr. Burroughs, if cut and you would. Yeah, look, basically, that's just Lishmoya. So, the Mechaber says that Avelis is in place on Purim, but the Ramah adds, even according to the Mechaber, that he can go out to the Shul to hear the Megillah. Mashakosu, the Lamachar, the Yetzim, Pesah, Besoy. So, like Ramah said, if he can get a minion in his house, that's better. If he doesn't have a minion, then he can't leave his house. If he does not have a minion in his house, so he should go to shul. But if he has a minion, even though going to join the whole tzibur would be better, that way we say, no, I'm sorry, you can't leave your house for that. But If there's no minyan in his house, he'd be allowed to leave to go to shul. He can go out for Kriyas and Megillah. This heter is specifically for Kriyas and Megillah. He can't go out for Maariv. He cannot go out for Maariv. So daven by himself for Maariv, and then join the shul for Kriyas and Megillah. That's the Mechaber. That's the Ramah's explanation of the Mechaber. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Yeshua Mashain, and that was the sheet of the Rambam. The Rosh argues and says that there's no veil is important, and that's how the Ramah is bringing Yeshua Mashain, that veil is not important. Veil is not Chal Purim. It's not Noigan Purim, and Bechay Noigan. That's the Minig Ashkenazim. So this became Noegan that the Ramah is saying. The Bach says the Minig in his place was not like that. So the Charichub already quotes many other later sources who say that's the Minig, and we're makel on that. But probably in the Kalitzas and all of the Yeshiva Gabi Karka, so wearing, there we go, you know, without shoes, or wearing non leather shoes, which is not the new standard what a person would normally do, or sitting on the ground, that a person should not be machmer. That's clearly, but for Hestia, that's clearly elements of, you know, of actively being misabel. Some of the elements that were passive, a person is not washing himself. This is actively walking around without his shoes. It's not just taking off his shoes, he's going around without shoes, which is not normal. That he shouldn't do. Kamokam Yir Lamayit B'Minig HaSimcha Sh'Oisim. But we do, that much is true, that he's... even if we're saying it doesn't apply in Purim, it doesn't mean he can go celebrate. He has to be toned down. Look at the Shar Hatziyun and Yud Aleph. He brings the Magen Avraham and says, Asa Liros, Komani Simcha. He can't go and watch any type of Simcha. In other words, he can't go and watch the Purim Spiel. But Yerabba Pikva Ladvora Vetiko Chaim Malocha. So the Yerabba says, no, if you say, no, Ein Avel Zepurim, is Ein Avel Zepurim. So, but it definitely should be Mamayit. I think that's what the Rishon Shabbat is. Mishabur is saying. Kazim Shubas bin Yerodim Simulamate, the Unilikris of Oval and Megillah of Isaknesis. That for the Oval to be the Valkyrie. So he says like this Im ain't Shomacha Shirde Likris called Kach bin Nikudos of Atomim and Vedicta Koesius. If he is the person who knows the Megillah the best, nobody else could, you know, approximate his type of Kriya. So that time, Yosef Sheikh Rada Havel. So the Abel should read the Megillah. He says that nobody else knows how to daven properly for the Omer, then the Abel should can daven for the Omer on Shabbos and Yom. So same thing over here. Now, that being said, our minig is, which we'll say later on, is that somebody else will say the Shachiyanu. Because it's not proper for him to say the Shachiyanu when he's in a state of Avelus. And that's relevant even after the Shiva. Now, hine, taz kosu the halicha mi beis ol tefila osur gamal deyazu. Let me make it a beferhesia. So what we're allowing is beferhesia. What about not going to daven? Is that called ferhesia? Is that called sinna? Well, he didn't show up to daven. That's he's actively publicly publicizing he's not coming to shul. Well, you know, people miss. There are other shuls. You know, maybe I'm in his house, so it's not ferhesia. And therefore, he can't do it. Lominker shows it came mishum abelus. He wasn't feeling well. It's not obvious. Magen Rambam kosed mashmir the tour of the shachrus had look basically silly spalo. That according to this sheet, there's no abelus on Purim, so you could go to the shul because that's abelus by fastia. My prime got him because of the makel is nai kin lo yehipsid can't kosed b'derechaim the shachrus had look b'tfilah basicalnesses. So Loch Lamais, so the Derechaim says the current Arminig, so Avelus Befresia you don't do, and not attending Minyan is called Befresia. Purim does count for the 7 days. And the Chiddush, that Philomase Purim. So there was the case where on Yom Tov, right? The veil is not counted. So the person nifter and they bear him on yom teruah chol hamoed. All those days do not count towards the 7 days. So the person nifter on the first day of Pesach, lo'aleinu, and they bury him on the second day, which we saw that there's some mikra that you can bury a mace on the second day, and some places still do that. I actually was once by a levi of a mace on the second person was nifter first day. Right after Pesach, and the second day Yom Tov, they had a levaya Yerayakum, and they buried they drove the car, and people walked behind, and they took him to the Beis Olam, and they buried him. So he now has another 7 days till Shiva starts. Those days don't count. But Shabbos, the days of Shabbos, normally in a case where a person has Shiva and he comes to Shabbos, Shabbos counts in the 7 days. But on Yom Tov, it doesn't count. In a scenario where the Patira was on Yom Tov and the Kvar was on Yom Tov, because it was before Yom Tov and the Shiva started beforehand, the Yom Tov stops the whole Shiva. So he's saying over here, even if it may send Purim, so the day of the Rabbi Yom Tov, it doesn't count. Over here, it does count. Fine. So here he is on Shabbos. He's allowed to be in shul. So he's in shul on Shabbos, and now they daven Ma'ariv and they lay in the Megillah. So even though we said that he doesn't go out for the Megillah for Ma'ariv, we said before he doesn't go out for Ma'ariv according to the Mechaber, but here he's in shul already. So Yishma Krisa Megillah. However, the way the Rambam understood the Shulchan Aruch Shita, the veil is chal on Purim, so he doesn't go out for davening. The Rambam said if he has to hear Megillah, so he wouldn't go out for davening, but he would go out to hear the Megillah if he has no other option. But for davening, he doesn't go out. So now we're saying that in the morning he doesn't go out, but the night before he was ready and shul, he's not mechuyev to leave. Now the Rekeach says this halacha. The truth is, Rekeach argues on the Rambam. Right. I don't know. I'm sure what the Rekeach holds. Let's see. Din zekasav a rekeach, we become a hoya ha'ochel shalosh shitzis kadam mincha. There, they didn't go home after mincha to eat; they ate beforehand. The chayin kamer the mavoyal hispal a mincha liyetsim misham. Once you're there for mincha, you stay. Avli don tzarch lechol beis ha'archet mincha lechol shalosh shitzis. The Rambam holds it's proper to eat shalshudas after mincha. A person would go back home, but once he goes back home, so he stays home. B'ladi yispel a ma'ariv. So then he should dab a ma'ariv at home. And then the depends. Yikir Megillah b'beis im yesh l'minyan. If he has the people, he reads the Megillah at home. V'im lav, yelo b'se knesses b'od yom, v'yishom the svilo v'kriyas a Megillah. So then, if he doesn't have a minyan to read base in his house, so now he says that since it's Shabbos, he can go back for Ma'ariv and then stay for the Mekriyas and Megillah. During the weekday, he said before, in Sukkot Yud Aleph, Tefillas Ma'ariv Yispal Abbeisa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah understood at the beginning of the Ramah over here. That he would have a Ma'ariv at home. Over here, since it's Shabbos, so if he's in shul, he stays in shul through Ma'ariv. If he went home, see if he can get a minyan at home. So he should stay home without Ma'ariv and then read the Megillah. If he can't, since it's Shabbos, he'll have to go back to shul. Once he's in shul, stay through Ma'ariv and stay through the Kriya. He said he doesn't have to leave. But the next day he can't leave his house. So what do you do? So he davens at home, but he goes out for Megillah. It depends if he has 10 people or not. Rak Lishma, Mikra Megillah, if he doesn't have a Shmin at home, he'll go to Shul, otherwise he'll stay home. This all is in the context of saying Avelis is Chal on Purim, and therefore he can't go out for davening, but this is exceptional because it's Shabbos. Sunday morning, it's going back to regular status. I'm sorry, you can't go out for davening. That's all according to the Shulchan Aruch and Sifdal, that there is Avelis on Purim. We're noig like the poskim and say there's no avelus in Purim. But see, he can go out, even though he has a minion, he can go out for davening and for Mikra Megillah. Well, the truth is, regarding going for davening that we had before, that's a question of a frehesia or not a frehesia. That's whether for going for davening. But going out for Mikra Megillah, you can be makel, even if you have a minion. Lotsim has a base, then you're not a rishus, smasher from Megillah, but to go for out for other purposes, sheesh lahak, yishim machel. Okay, now. So this is all going with Digdan. Now we're going in our Shita, which holds that there is no Avelis in Purim. And therefore, we had a discussion in the Taz. And the Magen Avraham, if he can go out for davening, he can go out for Mikra Megillah. I'm saying even if he has a minion, for Beso, he can go out for Mikra Megillah. Now, are we discussing doing day and night? What's the story? The Chol's Ebiyot. The main simcha is by day, and that overrides the avelus. Even though we're saying in the avelus purim, which would mean by day that you go out for the Mikra Megillah, even if you can get a minion in your house, but by nighttime, if you get a minion in your house, you daven at home. So daven at home, and then he'll go out to hear Mikra Megillah. And other than that, he has to go back immediately, and he can't go out for any other purpose. The next day, but you don't have the Mikra Megillah. So even though we're saying that we're going in the Shita of the Hold, there's no Avelis on Purim, but to go out for Mikra Megillah, you have to go. Maybe we'll discuss going for davening also or not, but there's this been on test above. No reason why you should go out. She can't go out. Regards to sitting Shiva on the ground, not wearing shoes, that you don't have to be machmer even on day tesvav. We don't say we're bearing a mace, so there's a paragraph called Tzidak Adin that we say. So we don't say that in the situation when it falls out on Purim. But like Kaddish, and this, we don't say Kaddish, Ela Chacham, Befonav, Achar, Shadar, Shinolov. We would say it once they say the drushes of the Svedim for the Chacham, so the Tibet Torah there. So we say it, Avo Pi, Shein, Oimrim, Siddur Gadin, Oimrim, Kaddish. So normally the Kaddish is said after the Siddur Gadin. So the Kaddish is referring back to the Pesukim of Siddur Gadin. Over here the Kaddish will be said, referring back to the Pesukim of the Hesped, which are mentioned in the Hesped. Okay. So, a little bit of a complicated sif. At the end of the day, just from Minagash and Nazim, we're knowing that there's no Avelis in Purim. That being said, no Avelis in Purim, he still seems to say if you have an option of getting a minion b'beis, so you would daven at home, and you would read at home. Doesn't have a minion base, so he can definitely go out for Mikra Megillah by night or by day. if he doesn't, can't get a minion. In regards to going for davening, he had a machlokes between the Taz and Morgan Rome, they can go for davening or not. And then he took a sabaiter that according to this shita, there's no din of Elis, even if he can get a minyan base. So since in the Tzibur it's Baroi Ma'am, there's more people there, he can go to the basic Knesset. Yeah. Bye. Vav. Let's see. Let's at least touch Vav. Yesh Mishar Mishal, Abel Chayv L'Shtech Manus. Some say that Abel is Chayv and Shal Manus. Hagah, well, in Shalchan Le Abel, but call you Bidis Kaddish, but you can't send to the Abel because that's equivalent of greeting him, and the Abel Betzin doesn't have Shil Shalom. Call you Bidis Kaddish. Hakamash is Barbara Yerodea, Simon Shin Peyayin Shal. The two people in the town are the Oval and another Jew. There's two Jews in the town, the Oval and another person. So now what are you going to do? He's got a Shalmasa Jew. Unless the Oval is Michael. Yidzan Shalmasa, I feel the Toich Shiva, the Chai, Bechol Mitzis, and Mursh Batara, Becholshkin, the Chai, Bechol Mitzis. So he's chayv in Mishalch Manus, even though he's in the middle of Shiva, he's sure chayv in Mitzvah of Yonim. But he doesn't do multiple Shalach Manus, he does one. Chayv in Shalach Manus, hold over Simcha lo Yishlach, he doesn't send fancy, exciting, happy things, you know, themes and those type of stuff, he just sends the basic points. Zelosh and Zerbe Chzidim, Misha Meis Obe Bepurim, Lashana Haboa, Yishlach Manus, Afshu Yortz, even with the Yortz site, he should send Shalach Manus. Where says Shalach Yishlach Ma'osu Basal Aniyim Rak Loi Tefnukim Basuim L'Simcha. And the first year when there's the Ptira, so he would send something to the money to the Aniyim and also meat, and nothing fancy. Even though it's not something which is exciting and fancy and happy. You can give him the money for Tzedaka. The 12 months applies to parents. The other relatives, it's for 30 days. The time kedin shila shalom also yirbeis. We perceive this as an act of shila shalom, that sending a person the matana is a form of essence of giving them greeting, and then the din of the greeting applies all yirbeis kaddish. Now, if you are shal b'shlemim on Purim, because there's no velas on Purim, she'll let it greet them on Purim. She'll let it, you can send to the shalach manus. The manus gam came to your bezchadish. Abalay b'sach shloishim. Abalay yishal chol mini simcha. But however, but the items that you send should not be fancy, happy. It's your basic items. So he's not mechuyev to accept it. You can't force it on him. Fine. That's all that here.